Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Grab a pencil and paper and write down 15 numbers between 1 and 11,790. Why, you ask? Well, normally we come up with the playlist for the show based on some event, piece of trivia, or artist or composer's birthday. This evening's show, however, is completely random. Last week's California Lottery jackpot topped $120 million. In the California Lottery, you pick five numbers between 1 and 47 and a bonus number from between 1 and 27. The odds of winning? 1 in 41,416,353. So what's all this have to do with the show's playlist? Well, currently there are 11,790 songs on the Rapidly Rotating Records playlist. As songs are added to the computer database, each of them is assigned a number. I came up with tonight's playlist by using the random number generator at random.org to generate a series of random numbers between 1 and 11,790. According to random.org, the numbers were generated using atmospheric noise, which is supposed to be more random than other methods. So, have you written down 15 numbers between 1 and 11,790? Well, we'll see just how many of tonight's song numbers you guess correctly. Here to begin the show, chosen entirely at random by computer, is song number 4,233 in the Rapidly Rotating Records database. I guess while this is playing, I better check my lotto tickets. I'm just sure I won.
Thank you. wonderful? Who's marvelous? Miss Annabelle Lee. Who's kissable? Who's lovable? Miss Annabelle Lee. Ain't she a pretty baby? What would you give? Escorting her, supporting her, don't forget that she's exclusive. Who's dignified? Who's glorified? Miss Annabelle Lee. What makes them fall? She has it all. Just look and you'll see. So you ain't telling me a thing, boy. I'm telling you. Who's wonderful? Who's marvelous? Miss Annabelle Lee.
Trio of songs picked entirely at random from the rapidly rotating records database. We began the show with George Belshaw and his KFAB Orchestra and Sweet Liza. KFAB was a radio station in Lincoln, Nebraska, but Sweet Liza was recorded in Chicago, one of only two titles recorded by the band during their one recording session on April 26, 1929. The vocalist was Frank Silvano, a regular in Chicago recording studios and a member of the Charlie Strait Orchestra, where he played banjo. Then from Brian Lawrence, LAWRANCE, and his Lansdowne House Sextet, song number 2502 in the Rapidly Rotating Records playlist, Miss Annabelle Lee, written by Sidney Clare, Lou Pollack, and Harry Richman. Brian Lawrence also provided the vocal on that 1935 recording. Brian Lawrence was born in Adelaide, Australia on August 13, 1908. His mother was a musician and started him on violin lessons and gave him singing lessons herself. At around age 10, he was performing in local concerts, and she became very busy as his agent and manager. They toured all over Australia and in 1927 left for England, where Brian studied violin at the Royal Academy of Music. By the early 1930s, Brian was providing vocal choruses for the orchestras of Ray Noble, Carol Gibbons, DeBroy Summers, Lou Stone, and Jack Hilton. He formed a small dance band in 1934, which played at Quaglino's Restaurant in London and which made its recording debut on Decca on March 22, 1934. In 1935, Brian had a leading part in Jack Hilton's film She Shall Have Music. Also in 1935, he formed a new sextet which played at the Lansdowne House for 5 years. In 1937, he worked with a conventional dance orchestra and recorded for the Rex label. And we finished up that trio of songs with Paul Ashe and his Granada Orchestra and Pale Moon, recorded by Brunswick in Los Angeles on May 12, 1924. Pale Moon is song number 10,111 in the playlist. Violinist, pianist, and bandleader Paul Ashe was born in Germany on February 11, 1891. The family emigrated to America and settled in Milwaukee, where Paul formed his first orchestra in 1910. After serving in the Army during World War I, he moved to New York and briefly became an actor, appearing in several silent films. For years, he led pit orchestras at the Paramount Theaters in Brooklyn and Manhattan. Ashe eventually moved to Chicago and formed a new orchestra which toured the surrounding area, and among Paul Ashe alumni are Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, and Red Norvo, and vocalists Helen Kane and Martha Ray. Paul Ashe died in New York City on July 13, 1958. This is Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, KISL 88.7 FM, Avalon. Continuing this random show, here's Bob Pierce.
Guy that wrote that book on etiquette. I know just how all your victuals should be et. I've writ this little book about mistakes I've often saw, so take them down and don't forget that what I say is law. First, always leave your spoon up in your coffee. And then starting with your soup, first sound your A like this. Napkins are to catch the food that bounces off your knife, and be sure and tuck the napkin in so it will stay. And always put both elbows on the table. Well, many other pointers I could mention. Always gesture with your fork, and Friday means it's fish or pork. I thank you for your very kind attention. Now, the second one is regarding tea. When your tea is hot, just use your saucer. Never ask for anything that you can safely reach. Read Rule 82, you'll understand. Just wipe your plate with bread when you have finished. And many other pointers I might mention, but grab your glass so it won't drop, and always finish when you stop. I thank you for your very kind attention. Now always mix your beans with your potatoes. This just does one thing, and that makes eating with your knife a cinch. When somebody asks for bread, just grab all that you can get in your hand and then deal them out like you were dealing flinch. Always take two toothpicks. You might break one. Many other pointers I might mention. And put your gum beneath your plate and eat so fast you won't be late. Thank you for your very kind attention. Now, wear your earmuffs eating watermelon. Tiddlywinks are always proper with the seeds. And be sure and always cut a pickle so the halves fly off your plate, and use your spoon when eating dandelion weeds. Then when you're eating grapefruit, be sure and wear your goggles. Oh dear, many other pointers I could mention, but finger bowls are set close by in event your glass runs dry. I do thank you for your very kind attention. And just one more, and that is never to cut spaghetti up in pieces. Just eat it like a chicken eating worms. And when you're eating cake, be sure and eat the frosting first. Watch out, though, for bacteria and germs. Uh-oh. Always laugh when nothing funny happens. Many other pointers I could mention, but I haven't time. Never let your ice cream melt and loosen two holes in your belt. I do thank you for your very kind attention.
Thank you. and a mommy fishy too. Swim, said the mommy fishy, swim if you can. And they swam all over the dam.
Down in the meadow in a little bitty pool swam three little fishies and a mama fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And they swam all over the dam.
Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. And they swam all over the dam.
Stop, said the mommy fishy, or you will get lost. But the three little fishes didn't want to be bossed.
So the three little fishes went off on a spree. And they swam, swam, swam right out to the sea.
Stop, said the mama fishy, or you will get lost. But the three little fishes didn't want to be bossed. So the three little fishes went off on a spree. And they swam right out to sea.
Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. And they swam right out to sea. Swim in the sea till the day is done. So they swam and they swam.
It was a lark till all of a sudden they met a shark.
We yelled, the little fishies, here's a lot of fun. We'll swim in the sea till the day is done. So they swam and swam and it was a lark till all of a sudden they met a shark.
Ooh. Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. Till all of a sudden they met a shark.
Whoop whoop, present doesn't book. Whoop whoop, present doesn't book. Whoop whoop, present doesn't book.
Come on, sister, come away from that shark.
Help, cried the little fishies. Gee, look at the whales. Quick as they could, they turned on their tails. And back to the pool in the meadow they swam. And they swam and they swam back over the dam.
Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. Boop, boop, dit and dot and bottom. And they swam back over the dam.
Basil, you naughty boy, where are you?
Here I am, Mum, under the weeds.
Song number 6,458 in the Rapidly Rotating Records playlist, and the second appearance of Brian Lawrence and his Lansdowne Orchestra, Three Little Fishies, from June 5th, 1939. The vocal was by Maurice Denham, the Three in Harmony, and the Three Jinx. Three Little Fishies was, of course, a big hit for Kay Kaiser and his orchestra, and was written by Horace Kirby Saxe Dowell. Saxe played tenor sax in the Hal Kemp Orchestra, and after Kemp's death, Saxe formed his own big band in 1940. Saxe was drafted into the U.S. Naval Reserve during World War II and formed a service orchestra that was assigned to the USS Franklin, which was torpedoed while the band was on board. Saxe Dowell was also a vocalist with the Dorsey Brothers Concert Orchestra in 1928 and 29. Three Little Fishies was preceded by the Devonshire Restaurant Dance Band, a Bert Furman band, and Jig Walk, written by Duke Ellington. That's from a Zonophone 78, recorded December 10th, 1926. The Devonshire Restaurant Dance Band was not a working band, but was one of 20 or so pseudonyms that Bert Furman used as musical director of HMV's budget label Zonophone to give the impression that the label used a larger number of bands. And we began that trio of random songs with number 3,191, one of four versions I have of Etiquette Blues, which was written by Gail Grubb. This version was by Bob Pierce from an unreleased Edison Lateral record recorded on August 15th, 1928. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request or a comment about the show? You can send either by email to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. This is a completely random edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. Using a computerized random number generator, we've selected all of tonight's songs at random. So, have you guessed any of them correctly so far? Well, here's number 5849.
Thank you. Lovely flavor the day you came along. You made life a song. Beloved, let me make this one request of you. It's a very simple favor. Darling, I want you to stay as sweet as you are. Don't let a thing ever, ever change you. Stay as sweet as you are. Don't let a soul rearrange you. Don't ever lose all the charm you possess. Your kindliness, darling, the way you say yes. Stay sweet as you are, discreet as you are, you're divine, dear. Oh, stay as grand as you are, and as you are, tell me that you're mine, dear. Young and gay, old and gray, near to me or afar, night and day I pray that you'll always stay as sweet as you are.
Three more completely random selections from the Rapidly Rotating Records playlist. We began this set with Jelly Roll Morton and his orchestra from July 9th, 1929, and Tanktown Bump, number 5849 on the playlist. Then it was Wally Erickson's Coliseum Orchestra on June 2, 1925, and Got No Time. The Coliseum in Wally Erickson's Coliseum Orchestra refers to the Coliseum Ballroom in St. Paul, Minnesota, where Wally Erickson led the band during the 20s and 30s. And we just heard the sweetheart of Columbia Records, Ruth Etting, and Stay As Sweet As You Are, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel, and recorded November 21, 1934. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at kisl.org, and available on demand any time of the day or night at www.radiofreeworld.com. Since last week's California lottery drawing was worth $122 million and the numbers are drawn at random, I chose tonight's playlist at random using the computerized random number generator at random.com. And here, selected entirely at random, is number 8,466. Thank you.
Help yourself to happiness, and happiness will help you too.
I know what to say, but I don't know how to start. If you're anxious to know why, listen to my heart. When you're near, I seem to lose my nerve. What I want is more than I deserve. One little kiss is all I live for. Oh, what I'd give for one teeny little weeny little kiss. One little kiss would satisfy me. Please don't deny me one teeny little weeny little kiss. Oh, what are your lips made for? Oh, give me what I've hoped and prayed for. One little kiss, not six or seven. One glimpse of heaven, one teeny little weeny glimpse of you. Said just one little kiss is all I live for. Oh, what I'd give for one teeny little weeny little kiss. One little kiss would satisfy me. Please don't deny me one teeny little weeny little kiss. Say just one little kiss, not six or seven. One glimpse of heaven, one teeny little weeny little teeny little weeny little teeny pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to do some more, but really our time is up, and the only thing we can possibly wish for is one teeny little weeny glimpse of you.
Well, whether you know him as the singer who introduced Singin' in the Rain in the film Hollywood Review of 1929, or as the voice of Jiminy Cricket who sang When You Wish Upon a Star in the Disney film Pinocchio, or from the Mickey Mouse Club in the 1950s, that was Cliff Ukulele Ike Edwards, accompanied by the Eaton Boys, and One Little Kiss from October 19, 1934. One Little Kiss was also in the film Kentucky Colonels, Colonels with a K, which starred the vaudeville comic team of Woolsey and Wheeler and George Spanky McFarlane. Burt Wheeler and Robert Woolsey made 21 feature films together for RKO. One Little Kiss was preceded by Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Smith Ballou performing the vocal on Help Yourself to Happiness from 1931. And we began that random set of songs with Nate Leslie and his orchestra and a Nate Leslie composition, Shaggin' at the Shore. We have no personnel information on that recording. Nate Leslie made just 3 recordings, only 2 of which were issued. Shaggin' at the Shore was recorded in Hollywood on April 30th, 1937. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
This is a totally random edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, with tonight's playlist having been selected by a computerized random number generator, and I think it's working pretty well. Maybe I ought to use that random number generator more often. Anyway, here's number 9698 from the Rapidly Rotating Records playlist.
Thank you. free. Hear him, what a song. Joy he's bringing, singing to me, singing all day long. Goodbye to skies of gray, 'cause I'm back home to stay. All day long I jump and run about, you can always hear me shouting out, hello, bluebird. Got no time for blues or anything, I'm so happy, I just want to sing, hello, bluebird. Blue skies, sunshine, friends that are real, old folks, sweetheart, oh, how I feel. I'll not go roaming like I did again, I'll stay home and be a kid again. Hello, bluebird, hello. Hear that bluebird, he's calling you, he says, come back home. If you go, you'll be happy too, he says, please don't roam. Once I would sigh to stray, but now I'm home to stay. And all day long I jump and run about, you can always hear me shouting out, hello, hello, bluebird. Got no time for blues or anything, I'm so happy, I just want to sing, hello, hello, little old bluebird. Blue skies, sunshine, friends that are real, old folks, sweetheart, great Lord, how I feel. I'll not go roaming like I did again, I'll stay home and be a kid again. Hello, bluebird, hello.
J.C. Flippin and his gang in December of 1926, and Hello, Bluebird, written by Cliff Friend. Although he was often billed under the initials J.C. Flippin, he was born J.A.Y.C. Flippin in Little Rock, Arkansas on March 6, 1899. He began performing in traveling minstrel shows at age 15 and went on to vaudeville and radio. He made his first Broadway stage appearance in Broadway Brevities in 1920, and his film debut came in 1934 in a picture called Marie Galante, the first of over 60 films he made all the way up to 1971. J.C. Flippin died February 3, 1971, and is entombed in the Corridor of Memories at Westwood Memorial Park, just five crypts to the right of Marilyn Monroe. Hello, Bluebird was preceded by Carol Dickerson's Savoy Orchestra from May 25, 1928, and Black Mariah, number 6,415 on the Rapidly Rotating Records playlist. And we began that trio of randomly selected songs with number 9,698, Billy Murray with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and Footloose from July 7, 1925. Oh, and by the way, I checked my lotto tickets and I didn't win. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.